John, after dominating long spells of that game, how are you feeling after a 1-0 defeat?
Like Groundhog Day at the moment, and we've got to snap out of it. You know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. Probably the best we've played at home this season in the first half. Dominated the game, showed a great appetite. We're like Tasmanian Devils, we were all over them. The pitch has killed us, really. No, that's no disrespect to the ground staff, because they've done a wonderful job to get the game on. I personally think the way the ball was stopping the game shouldn't have been played, but you know, we were mighty lucky because, you know, I've seen games called off here for far less than what's been on their pitch today. And it did become farcical at times when people are running with the ball and it gets stopped. And, you know, that's not so much a danger, but it becomes a farce. And it was a bit of a farcical conditions today. Having said that, you know, we made enough chances. But second half, we didn't. It was like probably the bell saved them, and they come out a lot better in the second half, and they were better than us in the second half for big periods. And they had a 10-minute spell, and they scored in that 10-minute spell when they were on top. No, we had a 45-minute spell when we were on top, and we didn't score. And then, you know, we got after them after they scored and had a couple of chances, but, you know, it was probably too little too late then.
How crucial was that half-time interval? Because it seemed like you had them on the rack, double figures, shots and a couple of good saves by their goalkeeper, but the momentum just seemed to disappear after the break.
Well, yeah, it did, and, you know, possibly we put too much into the first half, I don't know, but it's disappointing, but we've got to snap out of it, be able to our fans, be able to ourselves. We can't feel sorry for ourselves, you know, we've got to fight. And, you know, league survivals, that's like first, that's the first and foremost, and that's, you know, we've got to try and get points on the board before Christmas.
Is this home form making you have to reevaluate the sort of ambitions and what you've got to do and get the points on the board in the first place?
Your ambitions is to just get 3 points and see where that takes you. We're better than what we showed in the second half today. I think on the balance of the game today, we didn't deserve to lose the game, but you don't always get what you deserve in football. And, you know, they'll be delighted with the smash and grab that they've done on us.
You've said before the game you were going to pick an attacking side on the front foot, be proactive. I think you had 4 or 5 forwards on the pitch. You certainly delivered in that respect, but still no breakthrough. How frustrating is that?
Well, to draw a blank, you know, it was, you know, Seamus McCartan again. I don't know how it stayed out the first one. And then we've got John O'Sullivan. We've had a couple of added chances in there. But we didn't make enough chances, to be honest, though. For all our pressure, we didn't make enough chances, and they defended quite well. So you've got to take your hat off them for that.
Is it sort of, in a nutshell, in 90 minutes, the problems this season, particularly at home, a team that's come organised and sat in, and you've not been able to take chances when you've had them?
That game plan wouldn't have worked if we'd have scored, would it? You know, I mean, we battered them first half, and anyone, even the most biased Stevenage fan, had known that we did batter them. After the first minute, then they had a chance through our own mistake. They haven't got near our goal. I'll keep it as a spectator for 44 minutes. So it's disappointing, but, you know, we have to go again.
I'm sure you're unhappy with the goal you conceded ultimately as well, just a pretty aimless ball over the top that results in a goal.
Well, I think we should defend it better, and I think the keeper should do better, but, you know, you might disagree and say that the deflection's beaten, but, you know, from there you've got to keep them out, I think.
And then later on, you've mentioned it, that John O'Sullivan chance as he got through, it's a good save from the goalkeeper, isn't it? But I guess it kind of sums it up in front of goal.
It's a good save, but you'd expect him to score. And you know, at this moment in time, when things don't go for you, then them shots don't go in.
I'm back at it for Tuesday. It's the classic question. Is it a good thing to have a game coming up so quickly?
For me, it is, yeah. Yeah, I'm about to tell you.